You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete. Knowing God means knowing His greatness in our lives. Learn more in week 5 of Knowing God.
All right, good morning, 10 a.m. service. Good morning. Just give a high five to your seatmates, guys, and tell them, you are so blessed to be seated next to me this morning. Okay, gamay humility lang, okay? And today we're going to be wrapping up our series, okay, our 5-part series called Knowing God. And how many of you have been with us for the past 5 weeks on Knowing God? And for those of you who are new here, let me just introduce myself. My name is Tom. I'm one of the campus missionaries here along with Mav, my wife Haya, and Nuts. And today, on the 5th week of our Knowing God series, we're going to be talking about God's greatness. All right? Can you just tell your seatmate, God's greatness? God's greatness. Right? If you've been with us for the past 2 weeks, Knowing God has been a series all about getting to know, okay, the attributes of God. That the more we deepen the understanding of who God is, the more it's going to make an impact in our life and our relationship with Him. And that is, the more we know about God, it's going to make a difference in our lives. It's going to make a difference on the level of our relationship with God. On the first week, we talked about God's glory. Then we talked about God's goodness. Then God's generosity. Then last week, we talked about God's graciousness. That God being a good God, He's gracious to us. He richly provides and blesses us. Today naman, we're going to talk about God's greatness. That our God is great. Okay, our God is mighty, He's awesome. Okay? That He's a great God. He's a God who deserves our praise, our worship, and our service. So can you tell your seatmate for a while? Get ready for the word. Okay, so I hope you guys are ready for the word. Now, talking about greatness, as I was preparing for this, some of you have seen this hashtag trending in social media, or maybe you've heard this from the news or something. Hashtag GOAT. Or you're going to shortcut it, hashtag GOAT. Anyone here, you've seen that hashtag before? Okay, for those of you nga wala pa nakakita ng hashtag, it doesn't mean GOAT, nga kanding, okay? But it's an acronym. It means greatest of all time. Okay, anyone here, you said it next to someone na, parang greatest of all time at the particular area. Okay? Matudluan na dito, you have a seatmate, a friend name, a greatest singer para name mo of all time. That person can hit the notes, can hit the high notes, change pa og voice levels. Or maybe you're sitting next to someone, the greatest dancer of all time. Okay, no, that person can bust the moves, okay? Whatever the genre of music, okay? Cha-cha ba na, hip-hop, or sa ba? Okay, or whatever kind of area. If you click this hashtag, you will see some posts, some articles of people being called the greatest of all time of a particular field. Most of it's a sports because it's the easiest to quantify. Say, for example, this guy right here, when we talk about sports, you know this guy, right? Muhammad Ali, called the greatest boxer of all time, okay? He was, in fact, here in the Philippines some years ago. You know, he had that awesome fight. This guy is being regarded, okay, universally as the greatest boxer of all time. Another area of sports naman, okay? Sa basketball, sa mga mahilig og basketball dere. Ako, until NBA Live lang ako makaya. But if you're into basketball, who do you believe is the greatest basketball player of all time? Si Mav? But if you look at the articles, the post, most people would generally agree that it is this guy who's the greatest basketball player of all time. Diba? It is Michael Jordan, okay? If you were born in the 90s, okay, you've seen this guy play. He changed the very nature of how the game was played, okay? His shots, his buzzer beater shots, all those things he did, he slam dunk niya. In fact, if you're wearing a Nike shoes, okay, big influence on us, he made it famous. Michael Jordan, okay, possibly or arguably the greatest basketball player of all time. And there are so many other people regarded as GOAT, greatest of all time. And yet, as we talk about these guys, even though they are called greatest of all times, these guys are not perfect. These guys have made their mistakes. Let's say, even Michael Jordan, even though he's regarded as the greatest basketball player of all time, he's missed some shots. Not all these shots nga buzzer beater nakasulod and it made his team won. He's failed a couple of times, he's fouled a couple of times, even Muhammad Ali has failed or made mistakes. These guys and all other guys in different fields called greatest of all time, even though they're labeled as such, they're not so great, not perfect sila. They still make mistakes. They're still human. Okay, tell your seatmate, they're still human. Okay, tao ra gyapon sila. They would make mistakes here and there. Even though they're called greatest, okay, it's not great to the point of perfection. But the kind of greatness that we're going to talk about here today is a greatness that we will never be able to fully comprehend and we will always be blown away. And that is God's greatness. Today, as we conclude our 5th installment, We've talked about several attributes of God. And today we're wrapping it up now. Yes, God is this, God is this, and God is this. And you put it all together, He's just great. God is great. Okay? God is great. He's a great God. And we'll learn more about that. But I know for some of us here today, as we hear those words, God is great. And maybe as we were singing those songs a while ago, as we were worshiping God, that He's a great God. He's an awesome God. Maybe we're thinking, Lord, if You are great, how can my grades be like this, Lord God? Lord, if You are a great God, Lord, why are my finances in this situation? If You are a great, Lord God, why is my health this way? Lord, if You are a great, Lord God, you know, single nagyapon ko hantod karon, Lord. Mahapit na February, di ba? Lord, for February, Lord, kanos aman, Lord God. Di ba parang, Lord, if You are so great, why is my life like this? For some of us here today, maybe we have those questions or maybe we've been bringing those thoughts with us week in, week out. Today, I hope you find encouragement and hope as we talk about the greatness of God. That no matter what our circumstance is, He is a great God. So can you just tell your seatmate, He is a great God. He is a great God. And for that, we're going to be looking at Psalms 145. If you have your Bibles with you, kindly turn them to Psalms 145. I'm not going to be reading the whole text. It's about 20 verses, but you can read the whole Psalm even after the service. I'm going to be taking some portions, some verses in the text. And I'm going to start with verses 1 to 4. It says here, I will extol You, my God and King, and bless Your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless You and praise Your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. Verse 4, one generation shall commend Your works to another and shall declare Your mighty acts. So we just read four verses of Psalms 145. Now let me just give a quick background about this psalm. Psalms 145 was written by David. It was one of his last, if not the very last psalm he ever wrote in the book of Psalms. There may be other psalms after this, but it was the very last that he wrote, David wrote. And interestingly about this psalms, even though it was the last or one of the last that he wrote, on the first verses, going to verse 1, David opens with this sentence, I will extol You, my God and King, and bless Your name forever and ever. If David were a songwriter, a singer, he was alive here today, and you know, this was his last great hit right here. This was to be his last song. Most people can say when they choose to retire, for example, the athletes or some other profession, most people would choose to retire because they're tired na of what they're doing or they want to move on to another thing. Na parang, okay na ako sa nabuhat na ako in this particular area. But for David, even though this was his last psalm that he wrote, last song that he wrote, he opens up with this statement na, I will extol You, my God and King, and bless Your name forever and ever. Na even if he was never gonna write a psalm again, he would still keep on praising the name of God. He was still gonna keep on worshiping God, declaring that He was a great God. This was the opening line to this song. And then God gave us a picture now. As we talk about the greatness of God, the first thing I want us to understand that God is great because He is praiseworthy. He is worthy of our praise, worthy of our declaration. Man, You are a great God, oh God. The word extol in the first sentence means to praise greatly. When we say praise naman, it means to commend, to say something highly of a person or of anything. So that sentence, verse 1, I will extol You, meaning, Lord, I will praise Your name greatly, Lord, and bless Your name forever and ever. When you extol something, it's like, grabe, katsada ani, man, this is so amazing. Let's say, for example, if you went to a new restaurant, you know, or maybe you have friends na, kung nasa like bagong ma-experience, they want to share it with you, na passionate kasi na mag-share. I have a friend na, like, kung nasa like bagong makanaan, yung lami kayo, or nasa like anything bagong ma-experience na katsada kayo, he would want to share it with us and passionate kasi siya. Even if dili may maminaw niya, if ignore na mo siya, he would still keep on talking to us about it. If chada kayong food, he would describe it in such a way, I mean, grabe, lami kayo dito. As in, murag, grabe, lami kayong sauce, lami kayong food, ang rice and all that. He would describe it in such a way. Have you ever had that experience na you had such a great experience that you can't stop talking about it to your friends? Maybe you've seen a recent movie, na ganahan kayo mo, Life of Pets, okay, whatever. Whatever, right? The Avengers, superhero movie, or mga romantic movies, or nakita mo Korean novela diha sa mga Hollywood Korean novela. Okay, wow, nakita kang react dito. Pag kilig na kay ka, or excited kay ka, or lingyaw kay ka sa lantaw ni mo, you can't help but share to your friends, uy, kita ka sa latest episode sa kakuan. Uy, kita ka atong kan, uy, kita mo sa movie, uy, nakakaon mo ato, di ba? Have you seen people na masaya, mag-ambak-ambak, baga sila mag-share gani? Parang, uy, grabe, mag-excited guys sila. To extol is kind of like that. You're praising something to the highest level, to the highest energy. It's like you can't contain your excitement of praising, you know, whatever that is. And David here, when he's writing this verse right here, he was praising God so energetically. Kaya mag football game, kaya or soccer game, kaya sa mga Europe, kaya mga World Cup. Diba, if you'd seen how they would react every time someone would score a goal, okay? Diba, ang goal, kay, say, 4 points lang max, diba? Unlike basketball, hundreds pa. Ang goal sa soccer or football, 1, 2, 3. So in the moment, kaya yung mag-goal, they're just so happy. They would rejoice, they would jump up, man, they would shout. If I could just show a picture, okay? Bang, you would see those, grabe kayong facial expressions nila. On fire na parang excited sila. If that was just football pa lang, David, you know, since he is praising God, man, he would praise God with all that he had. In fact, in one instance, there's a story of David na he was praising God so much, nga natang-tang yung sanina, his clothes actually fell off. That's how on fire he was praising God. He forgot na yung clothes natang-tang na, naukal na. For a foreign fancier, it means that his clothes fell off. That's how much he was willing to exalt and praise God. But we have that tendency of whenever we like something so much, we say about it to other people so much, not just verbally, but no, when we say it on social media, don't we? This January 30, Miss Universe naman, di ba? Like, happy na Miss Universe. Remember last year, what was trending about Miss Universe last year? Do you remember that moment when this guy made headlines, di ba? What did he say? I'm sorry, okay? I made a mistake or something, di ba? Na Colombia zone tong Miss Colombia, basically. It was all over the net. It was all over Facebook, Twitter, all forms of social media. People were talking about it. It was something parang buzzworthy. They were talking about it so much. Another thing last year was, of course, when we had our elections, not just here, but even the U.S. elections. It was all over. People were even fighting about it, arguing about it, you know, online, all that. There's not that day you go na it's being talked about. That's what happens when something is worthy of praise or of comments and all that. Even though those things are important, you know, or good, but God is even above that. What we can learn from David is that God is so great that He deserves our praise. He deserves, you know, us commending Him, telling Him, Lord, You are awesome. Diba, when we eat good food, we say it's good. Diba, man, lami yan. Uy. When we enjoy the food, pag lami kayo siya. But how much more pang God? Shouldn't we not also give Him our utmost praise? Our utmost worship. Every time we come here on Sunday, I know sometimes when we come here, we're bringing problems, we're bringing challenges, we're bringing issues, and was Lord, sound na only Lord God. It's Monday again tomorrow. But I hope that when we come here on a Sunday, when the music team comes here, leads us to worship, we would give it all we've got in praising God, in thanking God, in worshiping God. Isn't it, you know, parang sayang naman ang moment eh, na we're here together with all these people and we get to worship God corporately. Along with others. Isn't it a great moment we get to worship God together? Can we not, you know, lay it before God's feet? Lord, these are my problems. Lord, I just want to worship You because You are great. That's what David is trying to teach us. He is worthy of our praise. We can extol or praise Him greatly. Talking about something that's worth your praise. Parents. Parents in the house, okay? Diba? If your kid achieves something, let's say, kung mo-graduate yung anak, or ma-honor student, okay? Or, you know, ma-champion sa certain competition. Di ba excited kayo mo mumu-share sa inyong silingan? Uy, anak na ako kay champion sa basketball team nila. Uy, kikita ka ng honor student niya, mana na ako, anak na ako. Di ba, parents, you're so proud to share to your friends, your neighbors, to all around you. You post on social media, that's my boy, that's my daughter. Di ba, parents are so proud of their children. They can't stop talking about it whenever it does something good. Anything that's worthy of praise, anything that's good, great, is worthy of praise. And God, above all things, is worthy of our praise. More than anything else, He is worthy of our praise. In fact, David says, forever and ever. David at this time was already very old. And he says, to the rest of my days, I'm going to keep praising God. I'm going to keep worshiping God. It goes on to say in verse 2, says here, every day I will bless You and praise Your name forever and ever. Verse 3, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. The word unsearchable there, okay, means that something cannot be fully comprehended. Another synonym of this word is inscrutable. Okay, it means difficult to understand or cannot be fully comprehended. In other words, David here is telling, Lord, I'm going to praise you because you're so great in fact that I will never be able to fully understand you. Na parang, Lord, grabe ka kadako, grabe ka amazing, Lord. I am so limited, Lord God. I will never be fully able to comprehend you. I'm too small, Lord God. You're just too big and too great. He's so great that our whole lifetime will never be enough to praise Him, to give Him thanks and all that. He's just too great. Unsearchable, meaning beyond our limitations. Talking about beyond or unsearchable, there's this satellite launched by NASA a few years ago. It's called the Voyager satellite, or Voyager 1, I think. It was launched many years ago, and it's now, I believe, billions of miles away from Earth. Layo na dyan kayo siya. So much miles away from Earth, and yet it's still very far off from exploring the entire space, the entire universe. Even though it has traveled so far, limited pagyapon siya, it can only still go so far. It has yet to travel so much of the universe. And here's the thing, God created the universe. He spoke everything into being. So if we can't even comprehend the universe, if we can't even understand the entirety of the universe, how much more is God who created the universe? I mean, if you can't fully understand the creation, how much more the Creator? That's how inscrutable or unsearchable He is. It's just beyond us. Diba? And you know what? That's a good thing for us. Diba kita, whenever we hear something that's unlimited or unli, diba mali pa yaman ba? Diba? When you go to a restaurant and you hear, Miss, unli rice dere. Oh, unli rice dere. Diba? You rejoice. Ay, unli rice dere, unli. Diba? Parang unlimited. Diba? You rejoice. Lipay kaita. Or when you hear an unli promo, unli text, unli surf, unli call or something, diba? We rejoice. We're so grateful. But lipay kaita kasi unlimited. And you know what? God is the most unlimited there is. There's nothing else that's more unlimited than Him, okay? The unli rice, the unli load, all that, it will be limited. Wow, grabe. Naihugot. Pila ka cups inyong tama nila. But you know what? God is beyond that. So, you know, if we would rejoice and give praise to unli rice and all that, okay? How much more is it God who's beyond anything of this universe? He is praiseworthy. Let me receive it once again. He is praiseworthy.
He is praiseworthy.
Verse 4, naman, it says there, one generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. David here says now, you know what? One generation to the next will pass on the stories of your mighty acts, O Lord. What you did, all those things, it's going to be passed on from generation to generation. Have you realized na in our society, there are some stories na passed on na siya from generation to generation. Dugin na kayo siya, mga legends, mga myths, stories. Na, you know, before it was just books, now it became movies. Stories you've heard from your grandfathers passed on to you. Di ba we have like that? May mga story na lang. We have stories like that. And David is telling na God's mighty deeds is so great. God's just so great. Everything He does is so worthy of praise na it deserves to be passed on to the next generation. Na it's so great that it can't be contained with just whoever saw it or received it. Na pang, it has to be told by other people. And that's why, you know, we have testimonies. Maybe you've heard of awesome testimonies from people. You know, of God doing mighty deeds, mighty acts. And then passed on here and there. You've heard of people being healed, provision given. You know what? Those are awesome stories of God's mighty deeds. A couple of days ago, I just came from Manila to attend a campus director's training. And one of the testimonies I heard there came from this guy. He's the campus director of, I think, Victory Santa Rosa, our church in Santa Rosa. So he heads our campus ministry there. And he was sharing this story that their youth service, okay, grew from 80 students to 500 students in 1 year. And, you know, he was just thanking God, praising God, and all of that. And you know, those are awesome stories of God's mighty deeds. He took no credit. He said it was all because of the faithfulness of God and Him bringing in those people. They're just some of the stories, okay, of, you know, modern day stories. But there is so much more. The point here is, God is so great that whatever He does, His deeds are worthy of stories being passed down, not just you, but to your victory groups, to the person you're doing one-to-one, to your fellow churchmates here, your friends, your family. It's so great that it can't be contained. Okay, Lord. Okay, now, Lord, I experience it. Okay, Lord. Na parang you can't contain it. It has to be passed on. These are stories you want people to hear it and experience it for themselves because He is that great. Yeah, parang hindi ka contento nga, man, ako ra maka-experience the greatness ni God. No, I want my friend to experience His greatness. I want him na, bro, did you know that this is what God did in my life? This is how great He is. That's what we can learn from this verse from David. Nga, God is so great na everyone has to hear about His greatness. Generation to generation. Another reason why God is so great and He deserves our praise is found in verses 5, 11, and 12. It says here, on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. Verse 11, they shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power. Verse 12, to make known the children of men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. What these verses here tell us that God is great, firstly, because He was praiseworthy, and secondly, because He is powerful. He is a powerful God. Great nga siya, He's not a weak God. He is a powerful God. Tell your seatmate, He is a powerful God. The verse says, now they shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power. People are gonna tell, not this is the God who did this and that. You know, David is an Israelite. You know, he heard stories about what God did for his forefathers, his ancestors. When God rescued his nation from Egypt, slavery in Egypt, and brought them to the promised land, you know, God did so many miraculous things. You guys familiar with the story of Exodus? But God did awesome things. He did 10 plagues. He rescued Israel from Egypt, parted the Red Sea, fed them manna and quail every day. God did so many miracles. So if you were an Israelite, it's like, let's say you were born after these things. If you were an Israelite, magtapok mo with your friends. Imagine lang you were an Israelite. Maybe you would talk to one another in a camper. They would say, eh bro, kanindom ka itong yes kita ni God's Egypt. Oo, kanindom ko ato. Grabe ito. Nanay, mga Egyptians sa liyo, they're about to attack us. They're about to kill us na. And right in front was the Red Sea. And we were feeling hopeless na. Then suddenly, God parted the Red Sea, bro. Natunga ang dagat. And we could walk on the land. We could pass through. Oo nga, grabe ito. And then 10 plagues. They would share these stories about God's mighty deeds. Because God is a powerful God. And I believe that for us here today, we need to remind that He is powerful. Right. And that gives us comfort. Because whatever it is that we're going through right now, no matter how seemingly big or great our frustrations, our pain, our suffering is, our challenges that we face, no matter how big they are, there is always someone greater. And that is God. There's someone more powerful, and that is God. It gives me comfort knowing that no matter what I face, no matter how many times I stumble, no matter how many times I fail, no matter what I have to go through, even though I may feel overwhelmed, at the end of the day, I have a God who is more powerful than anything else. He is powerful. And if you're thinking, what else would give testimony to His power? Parang, okay, how do we know God is powerful? And what, every day, we have an opportunity to see how powerful God is. Firstly, just look around you. Just look at nature. Look at creation. Remember in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, there was God, okay? And He spoke the universe into being. God created everything from nothing. Anyone here ever done that? Na parang, you know, you just spoke something, you know, and 500 pesos. Okay. Have you ever done that? But none of us have ever done that. Diba? Parang how we wish we could, no? Parang magic na, parang if you need something, it will just appear. But you know what? God spoke the entire universe into being. He didn't need tools to do it, something else to make it from. He just made it, created it out of nothing. Whenever you look around, the mountains, the oceans, all that, the sky, the universe, God created it out of nothing. The creation screams of His glory and His power. That's how awesome God is. Another thing that would tell of how powerful God is, how awesome He is, it's what we call the fine-tuning of the universe. Maybe you've heard this term before in some articles. Fine-tuning of the universe. It means that the universe is created so perfectly, okay, for life to exist in the universe, the earth, everything has to be exactly as it is. There are several factors that's needed to make life possible here on earth. And for that to happen, okay, because some people believe that it's only by chance that we're alive, that life happened. But for life to happen on earth, there needed to be several factors na exactly right lang siya. And that's what we call the fine-tuning of the universe. For example, the gravity of the earth. If the gravity of the earth was just a bit stronger than what we're feeling right now, then plants wouldn't grow because they really brought down the earth. The moon, for example, it has a certain distance from the earth. If it was a little bit closer to the earth. The waves would be so big that magka-tsunami ta every day, okay? Siguro wala na yung Pilipinas na bilin. The moon was a bit closer lang. Even the angle of the earth, the axis of the earth is tilted at 23.5 degrees. If you change that degree, that angle, then there will be severe weather conditions. Man, there will be storms, tornadoes, magkagubot ang earth. Not just that, there's so many others, but the earth is just the right size to support life. There's so many other factors pa. Scientists have noted that if even just one of these factors were not met right, then life would not be possible. Your seatmate right now, we're sitting next beside you, that person would not be living if not for those right factors. For us to better understand, it's kind of like when you're cooking, and when you love to cook. When you're cooking, di ba, kailangan sakto lang ang timpla. Di ba? When you cook, if you put too much salt, it becomes too salty and you don't want to eat it. If you're cooking something, you put, you know, too much water, the flavor is no longer there. If you heat it too much, you burn it. Wala na, sunog na siya, wala siya ngay kanon na. There are several factors when you cook. It has to be just right. The heat has to be just right. The amount of ingredients has to be right. The combination of the ingredients has to be right. The time it is cooked has to be right and all that. Everything has to be right. Diba? When you cook, sa mga mahilig luto. And so if you miss out even just one of these things, then you will have a less delicious food, okay? That's what happened. Everything has to be just right. And that's what it is with the earth, with the universe. Imagine that everything has to be just right for life to be possible. And I can think of no other reason for that to be possible than having a great God who's able to make it possible. That's how powerful God is. When He spoke the universe into being, He didn't just earth, tapos, ala, sayop ang angles earth, napatay, walay tao matatawa ni. When He formed everything, everything was just perfect. Everything was right for life to happen. Na parang if God created the earth, it's like, okay, earth, angle, 23 degrees. Okay, parang if you imagine, you know, use your imagination how God would have created the earth. Okay, gravity, set na to ani, para sakto. Everything was made right. That's how powerful and how awesome our God is. Was able to make life happen. Tell yourself again, God is powerful. God is powerful. If you want more examples about the power of God, how powerful it is. Now, we have another source readily at our fingertips. And that is the Bible. You know, the Word of God is filled with so many stories of how God showed His power to His people. The story of the Exodus is just one of those stories. If you want to know more about what God did throughout the history, throughout the ages, read your Bibles. There's so many stories about God displaying His power to us, to His people. Now, makikundi ka, man, this is an awesome, mighty God. No one else comes near before Him. Our God is powerful. He is great because He is powerful. Psalms 145, verses 8 to 9 and 18 says here, "The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all and His mercy and over all that He has made." Verse 18, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth." God is praiseworthy. He's awesome. He's powerful. He's great, able to do things we'll never be able to do, beyond things that we can ever comprehend. But not just that. He's a great God, yes. A powerful, mighty God. But He's also a personal God. A personal God. You know how awesome and good news this is for us? Kasi pwede man tayo si God, great and all that, but He can be impersonal to us. He could have been a God who had no care or didn't have to do anything with us. Na parang, okay, Mav, Kin, okay, bahala mo diha. But He chose to be a personal God to you and to me. And that just gives us more reason to declare that He is a great God. Because if I were to ask you right now, who is the greatest person in your life? Who's made the most impact in your life? Most of you would say a name of a loved one. Your parents, your husband, your wife, your kid, your sibling. It's someone close to you, someone you have a personal relationship with. Even if you have people you look up to, like your favorite celebrity, sports athlete, or whoever a person. Most of us would say that the most important person in your life is someone close to our heart. Diba? And that's what makes them great. They're close to us. They're personal. We know that they love us and we love them back. They've done so many things for us, especially our parents. And God, being an all-powerful, almighty, and praiseworthy God, He's also a personal God. That means He doesn't just show up. He's not just a powerful God. No, He looks after us. He cares for us. In fact, all those mighty deeds He's done, all those powerful acts He's done, creating the universe palang, you know who benefited it? Who benefited it? Us. Before the universe, there was already God. He didn't need the universe. Who created the heavens and the earth? It was God. Did He need it? No. Okay na siya. Who benefited? It was us. All His mighty and awesome deeds. Kita naka-benefit. And every day He does, He blesses us. Going back to verse 8, says here, the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. When you say abounding, it's like overflowing. Kakala maligo mo every morning and you forgot to turn up the faucet and overflow na yung baldig tubig. God's love for you is like that. It's abounding. It can't be contained. It's like God loves us so much that He wants to show it in so many ways. That's how personal He wants to be with us. Na parang, I love you so much, my son. I love you so much, my daughter. I want to go deep and dig deep and show you. I want to be as personal to you as I can. He is gracious, merciful, slow to anger. Last week, we learned about His graciousness. We learned last week na He loves us so much that we received something we didn't deserve. For our sins, for the things we've done, for all our sins, what did we get in return? Christ dying on the cross for our sins. Grace. We got something we didn't deserve, a free gift. And that gift was eternal life with Him, forgiveness of our sins, total forgiveness. A God who is powerful and yet who is loving. Going to verse 9. It says here, the Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. Verse 18, the Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. Isn't it a comforting thought na? The Lord is near to those who call on Him. He's not a selfish God. He doesn't hoard His power. Parang, oops, I know I can make the universe, but sorry, bro, it's just for me. This power is all mine. Sorry, I'm not gonna provide for you. I'm not gonna do this for you. It's all mine. No. He's a merciful God. He's a gracious God. He's near us when we call to Him, when we ask things of Him. He's praiseworthy. He's powerful. He's personal. Man, how great a God that is. Doesn't just refresh us to think that, man, how good is it for us that we have this God? Our God is a God who's so great and yet is willing to be so personal with us. Diba, whenever we think about people we look up to, celebrities, mga all that, this somehow they seem far, parang hard to reach, diba? Mga gina-admire na to, hard to reach sila. But God, the being above all beings, wants to be as personal to you as possible. So much so that He came down His world, dying on the cross for our sins. That if you want to have a personal relationship with this powerful, praiseworthy God, then we need only to accept the invitation. He's already done it. Jesus already died on the cross for our sins. We need only to accept the invitation to have that personal relationship with Him. He's already knocking at our doorstep. My son, my daughter, I'm here. And wouldn't we want to have a personal relationship with this great, awesome God? If growing up, this was our idea of who God is. You know what? The more we deepen our relationship with God, the more we learn about Him, again, as we close this series about knowing God, the more we're going to be amazed at how great and how big He is. As I'm about to end, let me just end this with this quick story. Talk about the greatness of God. A while ago, I shared na, you know, for some of us here today, maybe you have thoughts, questions. Lord, if You're great, Lord, Why is this happening in my life? Well, a couple of days ago, as I was attending campus director's training, I had this opportunity to have mentoring with one of our leaders. He's the guy who heads our campus ministry in the region of Visayas. His name is Pastor Alex. You know, he's a good friend. He's a great guy, very passionate about God. And what's interesting about this life is that last year, he and his wife had a terrible tragedy. Last year, they had this newborn child, and to cut the long story short, after 33 days of being born, their child died while being in the hospital kasi nag-stop ang heartbeat. Nakomatose. They tried praying fervently. People prayed over for them, declared blessings. They fought hard. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are a healer. All those things. And yet the daughter still died. And yes, there was pain. There was confusion. They went to a moment of grieving and all that. And yes, they had questions. They asked God, inquired God, Lord, how, why is this happening? And you know, I got a chance to talk to him about it and shared his side of the story. And he said, even though they couldn't fully understand the reason behind all of it, even though their questions was not fully answered, but Lord, why did this have to happen? They knew in their hearts that God was still great. Again, He is unsearchable. We can never fully comprehend God. The problem with us is that every time we undergo challenges, we try to box God. Lord, tubaga, Lord. But we can never comprehend and fully understand who God is. And so for them, even though they couldn't fully understand what was happening, they had it in their hearts that, man, God is still great. God is still good. And they poured out their questions and they learned, you know what, God is so great and He's not threatened with your questions. For those of you here today, you've had those thoughts. Lord, God's not threatened. Pour out those questions. Pour out those frustrations with Him. It is those moments that deepen our relationship with God. It's those moments that we get to see a different side of God that we wouldn't. And what's amazing thing about the story of that pastor, when they went, as they passed through that moment of pain, moment of grieving, and after that, they were able to still rejoice and declare with their lives that God is good, God is great. And the amazing thing that right now, his wife is pregnant once again. But after that terrible thing, after that, God rewarded them once again. They're expecting a baby once again right now. And you know what? Suffering and all pain, those things happen. But it doesn't mean when we suffer, when we go through pain, it doesn't neglect the fact that we have a great God. In fact, it all the more points towards it. We have a great God. We have a personal, powerful, praiseworthy God that we can run to every time we suffer, every time we're in pain. And whatever it is that you're going through now, church, declare His greatness over your life. Praise Him. Amidst the situation, we don't have to wait until everything's okay, then we can praise God. No. David, the guy who wrote this, went through, man, terrible things. Being hunted down, going through wars, being betrayed. This guy lived a life of difficulty, and yet there's so many psalms that talks about him praising God. And at the last psalm, he says, I'm going to praise God for the rest of my life. This is a guy who didn't live a problem-free life. This is a guy who lived through persecution, troubles, and yet he knew it in his mind, I have a great God. I'm going to keep on praising God. And for all of us here today, I want to remind us, we have a great God. Whatever you face this Monday, you have a great God. Whatever need you have a great God. Whatever sickness is, you will have a great God. Whatever you failure will have, you still have a great God. All of us here today, we need to care, we have a great God. The enemy will do anything for you to be discouraged, for you to say, Lord, you're not a great, but church, let us all have it in our minds. We have a great God.